Well, over the past 10 to 15 years, beer has come out of the closet and really has been a drink that is appreciated by just about every different age group. That is of legal age, of course. And actually, it breaks all the standards. I mean, you have wine drinkers that only drink wine. You have people that drink whiskey and scotch and that only. But it appears beer really has just blossomed into an amazing industry, and also local breweries around the country. We have been waiting for a while since we heard what's going to be happening at the Canaan Depot. That is Great Falls Brewing, and they are very close now. We have Matt Birchfield, and also with us is Chris Tripler. Matt and Chris, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here, Marshall.
Thanks for having us.
Do you guys smile whenever you see that commercial on TV that goes, beer, beer, where they sing about beer?
It definitely tugs on our heartstrings, I'd say.
Well, the funny thing is that that's for a major beer company, but now what you're doing really has become what people really like to depend on. So explain a little bit to me, both of you, you can take it up, Matt and Chris, whoever wants to take it first, how you guys decided to do this.
Well, I'll take that question first, Marshall. The world that we live in, sort of on sort of a large scale, say with a 50,000-foot view, I think people just like the idea of being able to commune in a space, even with strangers, just this idea of being able to get together and enjoy something in common. And we're sort of missing that, you know, with the loss of malls and sort of places like that. It's hard to sort of connect. And so that's sort of the world I came from was academics. There was a large community that I was part of, and academics itself has sort of moved away from community and more, you know, customer-based service and more of a business model, which was sort of hard to be a professor in. And on top of that, I was also a home brewer for 20-plus years, and I sort of took those two worlds and came together this idea that it was time to sort of maybe try something else. And then for me, this area, I started my PhD research in this area. I love this area of the country. It's bucolic. It's peaceful. I want my kids to know about fishing and hunting. And so that's sort of the pull. And when you put all these things together, I was teaching a summer course at Hotchkiss Portals program for about 12, 13 years, and every year I would drive by the depot, and every time I drive by it, I'm like, it's funny that it was not being worked on, and nobody was in there. I'm like, it was a perfect spot for it. So once I came to the conclusion that I wanted to switch to being a business owner, do that business in brewing, it just happened to be serendipity that the space was going to be renovated with a grant, and it was going to be available for us to move a brewery in. And so those sort of forces worked together and came to this point. And so we've been working on this for 2 years, but you know, we're a couple of weeks now from opening and seeing how this will fly.
Well, Matt and Chris, I want to tell you, when we first started Robin Hood Radio 10, 11 years ago, I waited for an FCC license to open up. So I know it took us a year and a half of waiting till we could start, and then another 6 months to put it together. So it was almost a two-year process to put Robin Hood Radio on the air in its early stages, and it continued to change and grow over the next 5 to 7 years. So I think I feel what you guys are going through and what you've been going through, but also how excited you must be. How close is the opening?
Well, we're going to be – our grand opening, we're officially announcing, is December 15th, and the brewery itself, you know, where the beer is made here on site, I've been putting our first batches in as of 2 weeks ago. So that's already up and humming, and we're going to try and have a nice inventory of some good beer for everybody on that December 15th opening day. But, yeah, we're so close we can literally taste it.
Now, how does it feel to be TV stars from Channel 3?
It's a lot of fun.
I think that's great that because it is. I think when people change course and start a new business and it's not just a business but it's a lifestyle. I think what you're talking about is a lifestyle change for both of you, right?
Well, not for me, Marshall. I've been in brewing for 10 years, okay. So this is it's definitely a lifestyle change from where I was living with my wife. We were both in Portland, Oregon, but I've been in brewing since 2008.
You know, I remember my mother used to run a store called the Card Gallery, a chain of stores, and they had homemaking brewmaking kits. That was like 30, 40 years ago. Did you just get into it by accident like that?
I mean, pretty much. I realized in college that I really, really liked drinking, and I kind of liked beer more than I liked, studying what I was studying in school. So I decided I would learn how to make the stuff, and I bought a homebrew kit, just like you described, and bought myself one of those flimsy little pamphlets, basically, and taught myself from there, and I'm, got a job working for Harpoon Brewing Company in Boston. I worked there for about 3 years, designed my first professional brew for them about a year or so after I started working there. And then when we moved to the West Coast, I worked for a big, basically Northwest institution, a company called McMenamins, and I ran one of their flagship brewery. I ran that for about 6 years. So then when this opportunity came up, my wife's family is all in Massachusetts, and we wanted to get closer to them, and this was an exciting way to get involved with a local project, do something new, and really make a mark on a community and put my stamp on something. So it's exciting.
That's Matt and Chris's stories. Now, I think what's great about this is, and what people might not understand is, the experience that you two bring into this really is pretty impressive.
Well, thanks.
I mean, it's not just, I think people tend to think when you think of brewing beer, home brewing and stuff like that, and they don't realize what you've put in. I've seen the different stories about the tanks going in and everything like that. And it just amazed me the pre-work that you have had to go through to get to the point that you're at now. Was there ever any time where you think, geez, this is never going to end, we're never going to get this open?
Daily.
We just looked at each other and smiled, because we've definitely had those bad days. And then there's, with all the downs, there are ups where we're like, this is definitely happening. I can't believe it. What a thrill. You know, our first test batch coming out, receiving the stainless tanks was amazing. And then obviously putting in our first brew. I've got a brew going as we speak downstairs that I'll get back to when we're done. But lots of excitement.
Once again, we're speaking with Matt and Chris from Great Falls Brewing, which is located in the Canaan Union Station. Their opening date is December 15th. Now, let's talk a little bit about, I know there's going to be beer, of course, but you're going to be much more than beer when you open up for people to come in and hang out. I mean, you're going to have a lot of different things like music, trivia, and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, we want a place where you can come and be able to spend a little bit of time. Starting with food, we have, while we're not opening a kitchen at this point, we are pursuing our Class 2 food license, which allows us to purvey pre-made food, pretzels and chips and charcuterie boards and things like that. So there'll be a number of items for them to enjoy. We're working with this company called Drunk Alpaca, which takes our beer and sort of novelizes standard beer snacks like pretzels, and they make a malted pretzel that when you come to the space and try it, you're gonna want to eat all that we have in the space. It's just so delicious. But we're also working with a partner in Blackberry Bistro. They have food that they're gonna make on a menu that you can come into the brewery. There'll be a kiosk for you. You can walk up to the kiosk. You can order it there. You can pay for it, and then somebody from Blackberry Bistro will run over with the made food. So it's sort of an extension of their kitchens. And then we're also working with Chocolate Springs out of Lee, Massachusetts. And so, you know, in terms of food, we'll have a number of things. But with the other things, we're gonna try different things and see what works. There could be yoga Saturday mornings. There'll be running clubs on Wednesdays. We're sort of imagining all these things. Trivia in the space. We know trivia is a big draw for a number of people in the area. And then supporting all the local events, whether it's Ski Fest in Salisbury in February, Railroad Days in July. There's a number of real great activities around here, and we want to be part of that.
We're talking about the Great Falls Brewing Company, which is opening on December 15th in Canaan at the depot. Now, you do have, of course, if people want more information, you have your own website at greatfallsbrewers.com, right?
GreatFallsBrews.com.
Okay, yes. GreatFallsBrews.com. There's a lot of information at that site. How many local of your own beers are you going to offer, your own different brews?
Well, we're planning on having as many as a dozen on tap at any one time. And that's not to say that in the future we won't also have some additional offerings in cans or bottles, because we do want to pursue a barrel aging program and maybe do some collaborations and some unique packaging. So we really want to go whole hog. But in addition to all the variety of, you know, beer made right here on site, we would like to have some wine, some guest ciders. We're also going to be making a root beer too. So, you know, when you come in and you have your DD or your kids, or, you know, maybe you can have a root beer, a mug of root beer or a root beer float. So we want to have something for everybody. I think that's really an objective that we've cited from the beginning of this project, is that we're going to have trendy, you know, sours and fruited IPAs. But we're also going to have something that, you know, as a fellow from a homebrew club that I just met with said, he said, are you going to make any beer that just has malt and hops and water in it? And, you know, without, like, cookies or flowers or whatever? And the answer is yes. We're going to have some classic styles, and that's an objective of mine, is to have a balanced tap board and not just skew towards, you know, more traditional or more avant-garde, but really have something for everybody.
All right, and what are your hours? Are you going to be open 7 days a week? What are your hours going to be?
7 days a week, yes. Yeah. So Sunday will be open from noon to 9, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday will also be open from noon to 9, and then Thursday open till 10, Fridays and Saturdays open till 11.
And there's the great thing about where you're located, there's plenty of parking around here. It's very easy to get around. And it just sounds like a great idea, and it sounds like it's going to be another important part of the revival of North Canaan, because that depot is North Canaan in people's eyes. And to have Great Falls Brewing being an anchor there, I think is going to be a really fantastic thing 12 months a year. Guys, best of luck for your opening. I'm going to try to get over there for the opening. I don't drink beer anymore, but I'll give a shot to the root beer, okay?
Yeah, we hope you like it. Thanks, Marshall.
All right, guys, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us, and good luck, all right?
Thank you. It was great speaking with you.